Welcome to this edition of the His Show podcast as we continue our His 590 devotions in 90 days that are 5 minutes or less. Appreciate you joining us today as we talk about the word thorns. You know, you've heard it said, hey, I have a thorn in my side or a thorn in the flesh or something that bothers us or brings us affliction. We're going to talk about that today and how to look at that and how to evaluate that in light of what God's word says. So we're going to start in 2 Corinthians 12, 7 through 10. Therefore, so that I would not exalt myself, a thorn in the flesh was given to me, a messenger of Satan to torment me so that I would not exalt myself. Concerning this, I pleaded with the Lord 3 times that it would leave me. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is perfected in weakness. Therefore, I will most gladly boast all the more about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may reside in me. So I take pleasure in weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and in difficulties for the sake of Christ. For when I am weak, then I am strong. You know, all of us have things we wish God would take away. I know I do. You know, there are things that I wish God would fix or heal or remove from me immediately. And these thorns are complex, they're perplexing, and I think, you know, isn't God supposed to heal these? Why isn't he doing so? And Paul, who wrote the verse above that we just read, knows all too well, as referenced in the scripture we just read, he prayed for God to remove this thorn 3 times. Could God have removed this thorn? Absolutely. Did God remove it? No. God knew what was best for Paul better than Paul knew. And I also know this process. So regardless of where you are or what you're going through, God is in it with you. Listen to the truth of God, not the lies of the enemy. The world, the enemy, and my flesh combined for that 3-pronged beast of lies feeding me the following. It says, this thorn that you have won't allow you to ever be a contributing member of society. You'll never be the spouse you want to be. You'll never be the parent you want to be. You aren't qualified to do ministry. But the truth of the Lord says, with this thorn that I've allowed, you'll be more than enough. You'll know pain and rely on me. You'll know failure and place your significance in me. You'll mess up and come to me for your restoration. Therefore, I boast more gladly about what God has allowed me in my life. So I just pray that you will see or begin to see the thorns that the enemy wants you to see as bad, as good from the hand of God. Because Jesus tells us that we will have suffering in this world. In our closing verse, John 16:33. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. You will have suffering in this world. Be courageous, for I have conquered the world. So God tells us we'll have pain. He tells us we'll have suffering. As Paul wrote in the scripture we read at the beginning, there'll be thorns in the flesh. And we can see them as things that draw us closer to God and lead us deeper into dependence on him. See you next time.